Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. Canva Pro is an online graphic design app that makes content creation easy for everyone. And it helps out the show. To start your 30-day free trial, head over to canva.blueboxdigital.com. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Think Outside the Blue Box. I'm Anthony Rivera. I'm the lead videographer and editor here at Blue Box Digital. And this is a podcast about creative people, the hustlers, the entrepreneurs, the people that are following their dreams. And today we got Big Boss, Big Bass.
yeah. What it do, what it is,
thank
Big
you.
Bass.
Thank you for joining me, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely, I appreciate that.
Definitely. Sure.
Yeah, man. So you're a musician. You're here in the Tampa Bay area.
I'm
right?
Here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm a musician. I do all type of music. I make mood music.
A little bit closer.
Yeah. Okay. I make mood music. You know, just depending on how I feel, things I go through throughout life. I either dealt with it or I either experienced it or saw one of my close friends experience it. So I just try to tell my story through, you know, my lyrics, through my my music, pretty much.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Definitely. Self-expression.
Definitely.
So what where are you from originally? Are you from Tampa?
Yeah, I'm originally from Cleveland. Ohio. Yeah, okay. Midwest. So I got a lot of family up there. I got a lot of family in Georgia, Cali, you know, Florida most definitely. VA. I got family all around, but majority Cleveland.
Is that where you were born?
Yeah, that's where I was born, actually. I moved down here when I was probably like 5, 6. I can't really remember the time scale, but I go down there time to time. But I could say I'm a Floridian.
Yeah,
I love Florida.
You pretty much grew up there.
Yeah, I love Florida.
So what brought you to Florida? Is it like a family thing?
Like my family. My mother, she came down here. She followed my father down here when I was younger. So once that happened, you know, me and my brothers and siblings and sisters, you know, all came down here to pretty much get a better life. You know, as far as what any family would do, as far as moving. So,
that's kind of what we did.
Yeah,
we moved in for Puerto Rico.
Oh man, you moved from the island. So yeah, it's a whole different culture shock.
It's a different language, different culture, everything. Yeah,
definitely.
So, what made you get into music, man? What was it about music that kind of drew you in?
Well, to be honest, I always been into music. Like at first, I wanted to become an athlete. You know, I feel like that was like every young boy's dream, especially if you play sports. But music goes hand in hand with that.
A lot.
Yeah, definitely. So
it's part of the culture almost.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You feel it on every game, it's like a soundtrack to life. That's how I feel that music is. And I feel like, I wanted to, you know, express my life story through music as well. Or just my experiences, because not everyone is going to be able to see me in person. So as far as me just putting something on a beat or audio or anything, give them a closer connection that, hey, I've been through it or someone else been through it, you can get something that's better. Or, music, like I said, it's just a story. So you can definitely feel where someone is coming from whenever you listen to it. So
it's relatable.
Definitely. Yeah. Pretty much I got through it. I started when I was, I really got into it when my pops, when he had left me like a big boom box with like, nice. I'm a 90s baby. So he left a boom box with a whole bunch of like cassette tapes and CDs. And I just was stayed locked up in my room just to listen to him, everything.
Boom box.
DMX, Jay-Z, Rakim, just old artists. And then from there, my generation, I just went up. I kept in tune and touch with everything. I'm always watching MTV Jams when I was waking up, or either making a beat on the table, trying to rap, or something. Just anything musically, I was always into it.
Yeah, who was your biggest inspiration?
I got a couple of inspirations. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I got to say Weezy.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne, he's definitely one of my goats.
Oh, Lil Wayne.
Yeah, he's definitely one of my goats. But besides,
he's still killing it.
Yeah, still killing like easily. He don't make too much noise. He not hot, but it's on. You put him on any track, you still hear Weezy. Other than Wayne, I definitely can say what made me like actually really start getting into music, like want to make my own, I could say Migos. Definitely always wanted my team FGE to actually like come together, because we're all family as well. Mm-hmm. So once I saw them, I'm like, dang, you know, we can do the same thing. Yeah, and we can do it. They can do it too. And you know, they paving the way, and we seeing it as well. And also bringing our own flavors to the scene. So definitely, just a whole journey.
That's awesome, yeah. Man. Yeah, and I know you said that it, like when you were little, you just kind of beating on stuff. It was just always in you.
Everything.
When did you decide to actually like, all right, this is me. Like, this is what I'm gonna do.
Well, I had dropped this one song. Was with my cousin A-Rod Apostle, shout out to him. And it was called I think it's called Feel It or the Beat. I forgot the exact name for it. Like, I really did. But I dropped this one song, and I had posted it on SoundCloud, and it was my first song ever. At first, I was just nervous. I'm like, nah, I'm going to just do it, whatever the case. And next thing you know, it just picked up. And then, and then a whole bunch of my family, every time they see me, oh, I heard the song. Nice. Oh, I heard this. Oh, I see one of my boys. Oh, I heard that song. Oh, I like that. You know, you should keep doing it. You should actually try to. So I was like, all right, cool.
Were you actually promoting at the time? I
actually recorded the song when I was like a freshman in high school, or I think it was like middle school, getting ready to go to high school. I wasn't taking it serious or anything. But throughout school, like, I went to Lato High. I went to Freedom, went to Lato. Yeah.
Me too. I'm a Lato kid.
Oh, Lato, yeah. I went over to Town and Country, TC, all that. Like,
What class were you?
14.
Okay, I'm class of 2000.
Okay, so yeah, a little time span, but it's cool though. It's cool.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
I had when in Lato, I was actually doing like the morning shows, and I go in there and I rap like anything that was going on in, you know, the events of the school. I actually did talent shows, morning shows. Pet rallies, everything. So that was like one of my side things I did. So they knew me from playing ball, and I also did music.
Did you play for Lato?
Yeah, I played basketball. Yeah, nice. Definitely. Yeah, I played ball there. I still got a couple of moves in me. Still got a couple.
That's cool. So that's where everybody started to kind of know you for the music, is the pep rallies and all that.
Definitely, definitely. They were like, oh, who's this guy? And I'm, you know, I'm coming from Freedom, and you know, it's, to be honest, it was like kind of like a culture shock in a sense, because it wasn't too many like Spanish people. So when I moved from like a predominantly, you know, predominantly black school, and I came over here, it was just like, okay, let me start picking up on different slangs. I got to start picking up on different lingos. I'm like, ah, okay, that's cool. But it helped me in the long run, definitely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was that. But it was fun. It was fun. Definitely. Definitely a journey.
That's cool, man. What'd you do after high school?
After high school, I tried to go play ball. I blew out my knee. I tore my ACL, my meniscus, and my left knee. So after that.
That's it.
Yeah, I was just like, dang, what should I do? Should I stay in school and just try to work this out and then get back on the team and just start playing? But I don't know if you ever walked on crunches, but them things hurt. Yeah. Like, and then I had to walk all the way across campus to get to each class. So each class I was 10 minutes late, 15 minutes late here. And after a while, I was just like, you know what?
This ain't even worth
it. Yeah, it's not even worth it, because, you know, I support education. I definitely, if I had, you know, the mind state or the mindset to actually, you know, go through with it, mm-hmm. I definitely would, you know. But at that point in my life, I just wasn't. I was just like, you know what? Where the money at?
Yeah. No, and it's not for everybody,
man. Shit. Yeah. So it was like, I need to, you know, get some paper in my pocket. And then from there, I was like, you know, while I'm doing it, I'm going to take, you know, advantage of my other passion and try to, like, actually take serious, because I believe in anything that you do, you should definitely try to put your best foot forward to do it. You know, because you don't know what's on the other side of it. You don't know that, hey, maybe, I know people from TikTok, they just posting things and that all of a sudden they,
you know, blowing up.
Yeah, you know, blowing up.
Millions of people.
Millions of people, and you got different endorsements. You just don't never know.
You never know.
You never know. So,
you got to take that leap.
Definitely. Definitely. If you don't take risk, then it's just not for you. Yeah. Just with anything, period. So,
Especially if you're passionate about it, man.
Exactly, exactly. So that comes with, you know, school, nursing, playing ball, making music, art, photography, anything.
Anything,
anything.
Yeah.
You have to feel that, you know, you're the best, but at the same time, have that mind state that, like, okay, I always have room to improve. You know, I'm not, you know, I like when people say that, you know, sometimes I can come off cocky, but I come off like very confident in what I say and just how I go about my day and throughout life. I was just brought up like that. I'm pretty sure, you know, you're from New York. Well, what part from New York you from?
I'm from Puerto Rico.
From Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Oh, so you never been to New York, anything?
Not lived there, but I've been there.
But you know how like New Yorkers, they just be bold about everything they do. Yeah, like. I like that mentality. Mm-hmm. So that just always stilled in me. Like,
always moving.
Yeah, just always moving. You have to be doing something. Like, I'm a busybody. So anything that I put my hands onto, I got to keep going until it's finished. So that's just
that. That's a secret, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the whole recipe. Man. Yeah. It's consistency too, man. I was actually talking to a few earlier guests, and they were saying that it's pretty much consistency, man. It doesn't matter what it is, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to be better than you were yesterday. Don't compare yourself to other people, because you're going to get discouraged. Because there's always going to be somebody better than you.
Definitely.
But as long as you're trying to be better than what you were yesterday.
Exactly. And that's the motto.
And stay consistent.
Yeah, definitely. That's the motto. You just want to keep pushing, because at the end of the day, I feel like the people that's actually around you or either looking into you, like, know your personal life, not everybody wants the same dream that you're going off of. So you can't base everything from anyone's opinion, because they're not searching for the same thing. You know, you can't tell LeBron this is how he's supposed to shoot it. Well, he be doing it this way, and it's been working.
It's working.
So why would he try to shoot like Curry? You know, he's good at Curry, good at what he's doing.
Yeah.
But LeBron, he just, you know,
he's got his own thing going.
He got his own thing going. That's just with anything. You know what I mean? I feel like originality is definitely important. Everyone's influenced by something. You know, everyone's influenced by, you know, like I said, about something. So you just make your own niche and make your own, you know, footprint, stamp into the game.
Yeah, I heard comparison is the thief of success.
Definitely.
Because you can't definitely keep comparing yourself with others.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do you, man. You got to find your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks like you found yours, man.
Definitely. Definitely. I feel like within like my music in general, I feel like I don't sound like no one in the industry. That just be,
it's unique.
I feel like I just have a unique style. I am an art form of rap or hip hop or however the people want to, you know, display it. But at the end of the day, like, my type of sound, I feel like it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my voice is just different. I don't sound like nobody. It's just a unique vibe to it. You can tell that it's genuine. I'm not an artist where I'll be like, oh, I'm in a studio every day, I'm making this track and this track. Because I don't believe in that.
No.
Because I feel like you have to live in order to experience something and to go in and just start speaking. You know, I don't do too much of the cat rap. So it just literally, I just, you know, like
you
I said, I
make,
I make mood music. So however I'm feeling, if I go into the studio, if I feel like making something that's soft or sad, I'm going to make a good soft and sad song or a heartbreak or on some gangsta shit or whatever that's popping up, it's just going to come straight from me, from the heart. So that's what it is.
That's genuine.
Yeah, that's all I care about, because at the end of the day, I love my music. You know, if you don't like your own music, then people not.
You're doing it for the wrong reason.
Exactly, exactly. Like, I ride to my playlist all day.
Nice.
Like, real deal. Like, to me, in the game playlist all day. Like, I'd be tired of hearing everybody else on the radio. Oh, did you hear Drake? I'm like, yeah, I heard them, but let me.
You heard my stuff.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah, so that's just how that go.
That's awesome, man. Now, where do you record? Where do you shoot? Or where do you,
Well, my first video was by Navdo. That's my buddy, and I go to a couple of other people for like video shoots. As far as it just depends on like the quality and the substance that they may have, or they just have to necessarily know what they're necessarily doing. Because I don't like to. I'm very specific about a certain type of sound or a scene or whatever the case. Like, I just know how I want it to be done. And I, if I see that you take your craft serious, I'm going to take it serious as well. So, because at the end of the day, this is all a business. So I want,
it's a collaboration.
Yeah,
too,
collaboration, man. A collaboration, a business. I also want to be, you know, in good face with everybody, because you just don't, you, like I said, you just never know. But at the same time, it's something that's, I'm a people's person. I'm a Virgo. So like, I can't help it.
You
like,
got to vibe with the person.
Yeah. I just, yeah. I have to get that vibe, and I'm like, all right, cool. You know, yeah. let's bull. You feel me? So that's that. That's as cool. Far as recording, I go to my boy E. I've been going to my boy Cloud lately too. It just, I go to different engineers for different, you know, sounds and styles.
Oh, okay.
So
you kind of pick and choose, yeah, depending on the vibe.
Exactly. So with my boy E, like, he got the melodies and it's very melodic, things like that. I like what my boy Cloud does. He has, like, with his drum kits, ain't no bass or 808 snare hit like his, like, nice. And I peep and I look at a lot of people's music. Like, I'm a fan of a lot of people's music, different genres, different people. Like, I give credit what's credit due. Like, I'm not someone that's, you know, oh, well, he don't sound like mine. Nah. Yeah. And he got his own style. I like it. Like, real deal. Like,
yeah, I've talked about it in the podcast. It's like, when you bring two people together that have different styles, it's kind of like,
sometimes the flavor
meshes
just,
so good.
I'm like, wow, I would never expect it. Like,
yeah, you know? Like, I couldn't have come up with that myself. Like, exactly. I needed that.
Exactly. Or just that extra oomph for the foot of song. They'll be like, okay, he's a hype man. Okay. Or he may be saying, we may be talking about one specific thing, but how he may word it may just come out, you know, perfect.
Better,
and I don't ever look at it as a no competition, because I want to see Tampa just win in general, because if we win, we all win. I feel like our Tampa should be, I don't want Tampa to be more like Atlanta, but only like Atlanta as far as collaborating and just coming together. Because you're looking at Atlanta, once somebody get on, you know, they whole crew, you know, this guy, all right, cool, he got music too, you got everybody just coming together. So I feel like Tampa needs that. We have a lot of talent. We have a lot of musical artists. Like I said before, when we was talking about Pusha Preen, shout out to Push. When we was talking about
Frankie,
he nice too. It's a couple, like I said, I got A-Rod, Jit Kaz, you know, Freeloads Baby, you know, Left Lane. I got a whole bunch of artists that's just ready to just on red. Go. Yeah, just ready, just on go, just for anything. So, yeah, man, we
Tampa's
always working
there.
Definitely.
Tampa's getting there. It's getting put on the map for sure. Yeah, I've talked about it before. It's like, it seems like a mass migration, man. Like, everybody from up north is coming here because of the laws and stuff.
The laws, you know, so much more opportunity. It's also a good place.
The weather.
It's a good place to raise your kids. If you have any, you got different type of, like, you got, it's a little bit more freedom. Because we're predominantly known as a retirement state or a vacation state, but when you go really into Florida and you go to Little Haiti, or you go to Liberty City, or you go to Tampa, Silver Springs, Fletcher, and everything, like, you actually get that vibe of that core.
It's a different side.
Is Florida. Like, this is Florida. Like, definitely.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good place to be.
Definitely.
It's a good place to be, especially for us, man. We're trying to, because a rising tide rises all boats. As long as we're rising the tide together, we all rise.
I definitely believe that.
Yeah, man. And that's kind of why I started the podcast, man, is to kind of make those connections, you know, kind of network and just highlight people like you, bro. Like,
definitely.
Like, up and coming artists and just make those kind of connections in the city that I live in, you know, like I was telling you before, like, I do very little work in Florida and in Tampa. It's usually outside of Tampa. I don't want to change that. You know, I want to connect with the people here, my people.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. I feel like that's how it should be. But you know how it be sometimes, like, your own city won't necessarily mess with you until you reach it to the top.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, Oh, I've been on him. Oh, I seen him on this, that, and the third. But it's like that. I feel like it's like that with I won't say every artist, but you do have your I don't know. You do have your love and your hate in the city. It's your pros and cons.
Yeah,
it's a pro as far as getting out the city and, you know, expanding your craft. other than, you know, staying this thing.
Just staying here.
Yeah, so you definitely want to expand to broaden your audience. So I definitely believe that. We got a whole lot of things coming in 2022, 2023, everything. I'm already looking ahead of the next year. And it's because I got a lot of things lined up. So this is, like I said, I still ain't even reached the beginning in my eyes.
You're just getting started.
Well, and I've been doing this for about like a good 4 years, exactly now, 4 years now. And I'm still like, still grinding like it's my first day. Like, I'm hungry.
You had to.
Yeah, I'm hungry. Like, I'm not done. So that's what it is.
Yeah, we were talking about consistency. Yeah, consistency. You got to ride that wave, man. Once you create the wave, you got to ride it. Definitely. Otherwise, you're going to lose it.
Definitely. You know, you got to. You just got to keep paddling, keep swimming. Like, hey, that's what it is. Like, hey, my name Baz, man. Like, ain't no fishing over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no fishing. We get your bitch come up missing. Yeah. Yeah. But, definitely we just stay consistent with the music. Stay consistent with, you know, good energy, good positivity, you know.
Surround yourself with people that push you up, man.
Exactly. That's going for the same goal as you, or if not, at least in the parameter of what's going on, you know. So definitely just I like to surround myself with nothing but good vibes, to be honest.
Yeah.
So if it all works through, then I guess it was for me.
Yeah,
definitely.
Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Highly successful and efficient people all have one thing in common. They all read, or at least listen. Now listeners of the show can get a free audiobook when you sign up for a free 30-day trial of Audible. You can keep the book even if you decide to cancel. Go to audible.blueboxdigital.com to sign up today. And now, on with the show. So what's next for you, man? What you got coming up?
So I got like 2 videos that's in store right now.
You release everything in video form?
I don't release everything in video form. I got tapes. I got 4 tapes that's out right now. They stream on all platforms. iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, whatever you can name that streaming platform, I'm on there. You know, also got a tape that's coming soon. I'm not sure what the name is going to be. Because I got like 2 names that I'm trying to, you know, juggle. But it's definitely going to be released next month. So be in tune for that.
Next month, April?
Next month, April. I don't have no exact release date. I'm going to talk to my team because, like I said, me and my team is very family orientated and we do pretty much everything together.
Oh, that's good.
You know, so, I do have my, I feel like every artist has their solo period as well. But altogether, I'm not in this just for me.
Exactly.
Or just for myself. Like, I'm here to make sure my people get up too, because if they make it, then I feel like I made it because I had a part in it, and the same vice versa. So I just try to, like, you know, keep pushing regardless. So I got over like 20 something videos that's already out. So I've been grinding.
Heck yeah.
Videos, I got music. I feel like my main thing that I'm working on right now for this year is more of my promotion, because, you know, I have that it factor, point blank. I have that it factor. Like, I can entertain, I can sing, I can rap, I can write, you know. I can do it. I feel like I could do it all, to be honest. I'm just very creative. Like, I'm always thinking, I'm always jotting something down. I'm always trying to come up with different events or different venues or different type of content, you know. So
just keeping it fresh. Yeah, man.
definitely. So it's just a lot that's coming soon.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Who's your team? Do you work in like independent? You're independent, right?
Yeah, I'm an independent artist. We're independent. We don't have no label or anything, but that's totally fine because it's actually working good for us. So I got A-Rod Posto, that's one of the head honchos that's on the label. Speaking of my label, it's called FAST or FGE, which means FAST stands for Family Always Stay Together. You know,
saw that on your IG.
Yeah, I got it tatted on me and everything. It's everywhere on me. So I got my, this shit is engraved in me. So I got Jit Kaz, he's on the label. You know, I got Lil's Baby. Lil's Baby, he's doing a little bit right now, but he's coming home pretty soon. I got Left Lane, you know, I got Nino. We just got a whole bunch. I got Man. It's a whole clique of dudes that's aiming for one dream, you know, and we're all in it together, you know. So our team is large, strong in the charge. We actually got a show that's coming up too. So definitely, if you got any time that I can spare, you can pop out. Definitely, I definitely recommend you to like actually catch the scene. Yeah, definitely, a whole bunch of artists that's on the lineup. Sure. They're going to be doing their thing, and we're just all there to support each other, no matter.
Is that coming up too, the show?
Yeah, it's actually this week. This Thursday or Friday, if I'm not mistaken. I gotta check my calendar
again. Yeah, I gotta head out there.
Yeah, definitely. It's Thursday, either Friday. So we're definitely gonna get that thing on.
I'll bring my camera.
What? It's been hey, lights, camera, action. It's about to be a whole fucking movie, like really. So
nice.
Other than that, man, yeah, everything's good though.
Just staying on course.
Staying consistent, staying on course, staying, you know, staying humble and just, I like to stay out of the way. I don't be trying to be in too much of the mix of anybody else, like, unless they necessarily come to me or I reach out to them. But other than that, you know, we living.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Who have you worked with? Like, who have you collaborated with already?
I collaborated, like I said, one of my favorite collaborations so far is YZM. Actually, Mascar is out right now. Y'all can go download that on all platforms. We got a video out on YouTube. It just dropped. So that's the most recent thing that I have out right now. I have a couple of artists that I always work with within our label. Besides that, I got a couple of other artists that's coming out that's outside the label as well. I don't really want to tell too much because they're going to be like, oh, how did you even... I don't want to spill too much, but it's a lot that's coming soon. It's a lot that's coming soon, and Tempa is definitely going to know the name, you know, Fast Gang, FG, Big Bass, A-Rod, Posto, J-Caz, everybody, Left Lane, everybody. So definitely, I'm ready.
Awesome, man. And who are you looking forward to working with in the city? Who would you want to work with if they were listening?
If they were listening, I definitely would like to work with L.A. the GOAT. You know, I ran into him a couple of times.
I've heard his name a few times.
Yeah, I ran into his name a couple of times. We spoke. We chopped it up. I definitely want to, you know, speak to him more about, you know, getting on the track. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have, you know, a problem with it. But however, I definitely want to work with Pusha Preem. Cause we known each other so long, but we don't even have a song yet.
Oh yeah, you got to do something.
But it's coming. It's coming in the future. Who else I like? It's a couple of artists that I like. It's a hand few that I like.
Yeah.
So but other than that, though, just off the top of my head, I really just only fuck with too many people like within, you know, my game. So I don't know.
Solo.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I said, if you come with like a collaboration or a business proposal, or I'm down to work.
I've heard that from a couple of people.
Yeah, I'm down to work. And not
kind of like they usually don't work with other people unless it's like for a purpose.
Exactly. Like
if you're working together on something.
Exactly.
Like a big project.
I feel that sometimes in certain situations, you can feel that if someone's going to be like, I hate to put the term out, but like a crab in a barrel. Like, I don't necessarily vibe with that. Like, let's say, for example, we both make a song and you see on Instagram or any social media, they'll put out their only snippet, or they just say, oh, I did this, or they just don't give you no credit, or, oh, my song was harder, or, oh, I could do it better, or anything like that. Listen to everybody. I am not in competition with nobody. I'm not in competition with nobody. I real deal try to just do me and make music for the people that like me and for others that expresses it for them. You know, so I feel like that's very important for being an artist, because you will have your criticism regardless if you like it or not. You stepping in the field where people may not know you from a lick of paint. So in order for that to necessarily to come out, for them to understand that, you just have to, I don't know, I feel like you just got to come correct, like real deal. Like,
Just be real.
Yeah, exactly. Just be real. I feel like sometimes when I just talk to some people, as far as that's in the music industry, that's local, or either someone that hits me up with the blue check in their name or anything, it's always a fine print. It's a fine print somewhere. They want something, or I need two stacks in order for me. And I'm like, dude, we in the same city. I haven't heard your name or anything like that. Don't get me wrong. Hey, to each his own. Because if you setting your rate or your platform like that, that's how you want to do it, go ahead and do it. You know, but at the same time, just don't try to push it down someone's throat in a sense. I just don't vibe with that. So I'd rather just, be to the ones that's, that actually supporting me at the end of the day.
Somebody is in it for the money, or somebody truly loves what they're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because all that's going to come. Anything that you necessarily doing, you're going to reap the benefits afterwards. But
the money will come.
Yeah. It's you just got to put in the work, and whatever comes, So
there's a lot of people doing it just for the money.
Yeah, now. Definitely. They
put out garbage.
Hey, some of y'all may be watching this or whatever, because y'all probably know, but hey, if it is, it is. The people go choose at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So my eyes, I just make music, like I said, or my liking. Like I said, if you actually fuck with me and fuck with my music or not, y'all gonna, like what's coming up. But if, it's something opposite, then shoot. It's okay. That's how I look at it. It's okay, because I got another song that you may like. I got another song you like. This one. I got another song right here. Another song right here. Never know.
You make your own beats too?
I don't make my own beats. I wish I knew how to make my beats. I really do, because I try to do everything when it comes to either mastering or editing with my music. I'm sitting there trying to learn, trying to absorb everything. Yeah, trying to absorb everything, because you may find something that you ain't knew that was easy to you or something like. But all my beats are usually sent out by different producers.
Okay.
So they'll send me a beat pack, and I look into it, and I'm like, oh. Or sometimes I even go on YouTube and I look at some beats. I'm like, all right, cool. So what I do is I make the song, whatever the case. I definitely give him his credit, and I email them hey, how much it is to lease this beat, if it is leasable or whatever the case may be, and I'll just do my business from there.
Okay. You ever had problems with that?
Sometimes.
Where you make the song and then you can't get the beat?
Yeah, sometimes you're make the song, and matter of fact, a couple years ago, it actually happened to me twice before, when Italy Chopper first came out. With that Shotta's flow, I did that beat way before him. Whole 2 months way before him. Damn. And I'm like, all right, I put the song out because I was trying to let it build up for my tape. So next thing you know, he dropped it, and it was just a straight video, it just took off. And I was like, no way. But that teaches me. That teaches me though that I'm actually on the right path. That makes me feel that, I'm doing something right, because if they're looking at this, okay, that means I'm doing this. So we're on you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
It's validation
on
the same track.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, all right, cool. Whatever I'm doing, I'm doing something right. So it hasn't only been him. It's a couple other artists. I ain't trying to necessarily name drop anything. I ain't trying to have them coming at me. Hey, I got a bag on you. Listen, I'm just letting you know that I did it before too. Shoot, we can make something harder, if anything. But
let's collaborate.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I don't let bygones be bygones. I'm just trying to make this music just how you was. You just happen to, But my time coming. So
yeah,
definitely,
it's coming, man.
Yeah, definitely. Always, I feel like the tongue is the powerful thing on a human. So
as long it really
as
I'm, is.
Yeah. So as long as I'm speaking positivity and just genuinely actually really mean it, everything is going to come with whatever I'm saying, the energy that I put out there. So
that people can tell when it's authentic, man. Definitely. It comes across, and they definitely can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Where'd you get your name from?
So, like, my name is Bass. You know what I'm saying? Like, it originally, the Bass stands for Black Ass Sean. To be real, like, it's a whole, like, my core fans really know, like, it stands for Black Ass Sean. But the thing about it is, so back in late school, we was playing ball. I was in a layup drill or whatever the case. And then one of my homeboys was like, man, stop fucking off. Black Ass Sean, get in line. Ever since then, it stuck. It stuck everywhere in TC. I go anywhere. Black Ass Sean. That's all right. I was like, all right, cool. I get, you know, that's my name. I'll rock with it for a while. Yeah, but I was like, dang. If I'm going to do this music, I can't just have people just calling me Black Ass Sean. They don't know if I'm a comedy or whatever the case may be. I was like, nah, let me just put it to Bass. You know, I like fishing. One of my majors that I was trying to do, like when I was in my school days, I was trying to be a marine biologist. So I love that underwater. I'm a big shark, you know. So
you live in Florida.
Yeah, so, and I live in Florida. So I was like, you know what? It's Bass. So, and I'm going to throw the big in front of that, you know, because Big Bass, I came to make a splash. Like, nice. And that's just what it is. So that's where that came from. That's where the name came from. Stuck
that's
with it.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where that came from.
That's cool. And what's the other one, the family one?
Oh, so FAST. FAST is my label, which stands for Family Always Stay Together. And we go by FGE Entertainment, which is, you know, Fast Gang Entertainment. So that's, you know, copyrighted. It's mine.
It's yours.
You know, it's ours. I like to say ours. So it's just our family, you know, our family label. Like OTF has theirs. You know, that's just us. We FGE. So
is it your actual family?
Yeah, it's my actual family. So yeah. Rod, that's my cousin. Left Lane, that's my cousin. Los, that's my cousin. The majority of my cousins are like close friends since I was like a shorty.
So music just runs in your family.
Music,
man,
just naturally runs in the family, like real deal. Like,
yeah.
Like real deal. Like, so whenever they have a song or they have an appearance or whatever the case may be, I try to incorporate them or we all, yeah, trust me. Like, if I'm trying to tell you, Anthony, if we go to this show on Thursday or Friday, once I get that date, it's going to be swole.
Nice.
It's going to be swole. Like, everybody rocks out. Everybody rocks out.
I can't wait to meet everybody.
Yeah, definitely. I was trying to get everybody out here, but everybody's time wasn't necessarily rolling to what it.
You know, the standard time,
but it's
we'll
cool.
get them next time.
Yeah, definitely. It's gonna be more to come. You know, I'm pretty sure it's not gonna be the first time or the last time.
It won't be the last.
Yeah, definitely.
Dude, you're welcome back anytime, man. Anytime.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
appreciate
absolutely.
It. Appreciate it.
This is a platform for, you know, expressing self-expression. So. Uh-huh. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing your story with us, man.
I appreciate you, you know, having me or even, you know, just reaching out or whatever the case may be, just actually being, you know, a genuine person, you know. So
yeah, man, definitely. You too.
Definitely.
You too. I feel there's a good vibe. Maybe we can work on a music video.
Yeah. Hey. You never know.
You never know. You see all those awards up there?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah. Hey, listen, like I said, you never know. Something coming soon. Hey. You just got to keep that concealed.
Yeah. So where can people find your stuff online, man?
So you can just go on the iTunes, go and put in Big Bass. I'll pop up. There's going to be another Bass that's, you know, sign of the, what is it called, J. Cole, but I'm Big Bass. You know, he a little bigger than me, but I'm Big Bass.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you go on to YouTube, put in Big Bass, I'll pop up. I got a couple of songs that's out, a whole lot of videos, like I said, that's out. Majority of my audio, like I said, is on all iTunes, Spotify,
all the platforms.
SoundCloud, yeah, pretty much all the platforms, and my videos, my visuals, they're on YouTube.
Awesome, yeah. Man. Well, what's your thought on Tidal?
Tidal, I like Tidal to an extent.
I like asking people that.
Yeah, I like Tidal to an extent because, like, I feel that I can't necessarily put out my music the way that I want. And as far as, like, my royalties when they come in, it has its pros and cons. I haven't necessarily.
I thought it was supposed to be more, like, artist friendly.
It is artist friendly, but I'm saying as far as how I've been doing my music,
yeah,
you know, the change is a little different.
Gotcha.
So I go through DistroKid, and that's where my distribution goes through. So with Tidal, it worked. I looked into it. I'm not going to come and say I've used it, you know, but I looked into it. Same thing with like City Baby and let's say even, like I said, I work with DistroKid. So even with United Masters, if I'm not mistaken, I tried to release with them with like a song, but as far as, you know, putting out a whole tape or album or anything, it's a little tougher. It's different, yeah, it's just a little different. It goes through majority of stores, but I feel like DistroKid is really user friendly to me because I'm just so used to navigating and know where everything's going to go and knowing how to just use it. So
you do what you know.
Yeah, yeah. It all depends on the artist. To be honest, like I feel like it all
that's
depends
why I
on
asked you because I know it's a little bit controversial. Yeah. Some guys like it, some guys hate it.
So. Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it all depends on the artist. So
it's polarizing a little bit. And now Spotify is a little bit polarizing too.
Yeah, Spotify. I like Spotify. I like Spotify, but it's just it just depends on the playlist that you put on. You know, so the playlist is, it just goes for miles and days and days and days.
Yeah.
Especially when you're trying to figure out the right playlist to put on, because you can have like an 11-year-old with 11,000 followers and streams a day, and then you have this one person with this, that, and the third. I feel like it's just all the part of your like communication and how you like necessarily can, you know, get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
You know, so if you don't ask, you will never know, to me, in a sense. So,
yeah, man.
Definitely.
Well, thanks again, dude. Thanks
definitely
again.
Definitely.
We're going to have to keep an eye on you, bro. Yeah, I'm represent.
I'm going to take a couple of these, man. I'm going to take a couple. I'm going to take two. I don't know represent if you, I really want to take four of my
feet. Take them all, man.
Yeah, I'm going to take them all.
Because oh, yeah.
Put this on the PlayStation 5 or something. And y'all can come and follow me. You know, get your ad with from 2K or whatever, Call of Duty, however you want to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Where are you on social media? What's your social media?
So, my social media handle is BitBass. As soon as you type it in, I'll be the.
It came up.
Yeah, I'll be the first one. So, you just put BitBass, and then it got like three raindrops, like drip checks. So, yeah, find me there. I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's like Big Bass and then underscore something like that. Just put in in BIGBAS. You did what I'm saying? Let me just double check real quick. Yeah, it's BIGBAS underscore FGE. Big Bass underscore FGE. You know, and y'all can follow me and keep in, you know, the loop with my content and different music I'm about to put out, my stories, like every day is lit, like we're just living life.
Awesome, man. Definitely. Yeah, we'll definitely keep an eye on you.
Definitely
for sure. And for us, it's Blue Box Podcast. We're on Instagram and TikTok now, so if you want to follow along there, that's actually where we post maybe like 60-second clips from the podcast. I know a lot of people don't have the full 45 minutes, an hour, or whatever it is, to watch the full episode. So if you just want to get a short, you know, consumable pieces of the podcast. So it's at Blue Box Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. We're going to post the videos on YouTube. So it's youtube.blueboxdigital.com. And of course, on all the podcasting platforms. So Spotify.
Yeah.
Block it out. My view. No, you're good, bro.
Sorry. Scully.
Yeah. So you can follow along there on either Spotify or Apple Podcast. If you want to see some behind the scenes stuff, you can follow me. I'm at Blue Box Digital One with the one at the end.
One.
I'm the only one.
Yup. Definitely.
Represent the Blue Box.
Yes.
And with that said, man, that's going to do it for us. Thank you. Thanks again. And we'll look forward to the next time you're here.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Big Man's out.
And thanks you guys for watching. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Thanks.